So with the 9th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Leonard Floyd, linebacker, Georgia.
From the moment these players got the call that made their dreams come true, they became part of a very special group, the Chicago Bears 2016 rookie class.
That's something that you won't forget. You know, you won't forget your rookie class that you came in here with, you know, with the Chicago Bears, so that's something special.
For 7 weeks following the draft, the group of young players went through a rookie transition program to learn about off-the-field matters like social media and managing their money.
From the minute we started, probably from the draft and even picking, you know, Leonard up from the airport, you know, you started that process, and we've been at this about since May 9th. And for them to get to know each other on a very deep level to where they can grow, and I think we did that.
A major part of the program was getting hands-on in the community and learning the Chicago Bears way.
Oh. The biggest takeaway, keeping my image clean as a Bear, making sure that I get out in communities and try to help the community out.
We got a lot of information to put to use, how to manage our money, how to stay out of trouble, things of that nature.
This is some of the first stages of them entering the National Football League. No longer they get to watch it on Sunday from their dorm room. Now they have to participate in this. And I tell them, I say, you got one subject all day long. That's the difference between college and the professional football league.
Put us all the way in the back. This is the rookie thing.
The final day of the program hit home of just how important the Bears are to the existence of the National Football League. Daughter of NFL founder George Halas and team owner Virginia McCaskey addressed the newest Bears.
Miss Virginia, we just want to say thank you for, you know, everything.
What was it like hearing from Mrs. McCaskey today?
It was a great experience. I was looking forward to meeting her, and I'm glad she came down today to talk to us and give us some of her words of inspiration. She's just overall a great person, and I can't wait to play for this organization.
I mean, it was very great her just taking the time out to come and speak to us. Definitely makes me even more excited because there's so much tradition in this organization. The NFL started with the Chicago Bears. There would be no NFL without the Bears.
Knowing the history, but then actually seeing it in person and the stories that she was able to give us.
I can probably count on one hand over 16 years that I can remember her doing this. So it was an honor to be in the room when she speaks like that, and hopefully the rookies will understand that as well.
Patrick Manley and five other alumni shared their own experiences about life in and after the NFL.
What were some of the things you took away from today?
I learned about more of the history of the Chicago Bears, just things like taking care of your body, staying in your playbook.
Spice, it's not very often that we get to see you in a serious role, but why was it important for you to instill some knowledge in the rookie class?
Well, as a rookie, you're coming in green. I feel as though us older guys need to, you know, just kick some knowledge to them and encourage them and let them know that we've been in the same seats and had some of the same problems.
I mean, they have to be sharp. It's all about the mental capacity that they have. You know, physically, they can go out there and perform with the best of them, obviously, because they're here. But they're going to be tested mentally to see what their capacity is and how quickly they can execute and things like that.
As a rookie, you make your name for yourself on the field and in the classroom. You don't want to be the boisterous guy, you know, cracking jokes in the meetings. You want to sit back, be quiet, study, and then just make sure when you turn that tape on in meetings that you show there. That's when you're recognized.
Don't overlook this opportunity. Take this seriously. Don't take this for granted. This is a very competitive industry. The average NFL career is less than 4 years. If you think this great experience is going to last forever, the odds will tell you that it won't. So take care of your business. Be the best player you can be. Honor the C on your helmet. Understand that you are representing the charter franchise.